The Sri Lankan government has announced that it's ending the use of air and artillery strikes against Tamil Tigers. And Tamil Tigers have announced their own unilateral ceasefire. In effect, that means nothing at all, because the ceasefire doesn't work unless the government is going to play. The government's announcement is fascinating in that it has always denied that it's been using airstrikes. And as far as the reports from the ground go, the fighting continues. The government is hell-bent on securing a military victory against the Tamil Tigers. Tamil Tigers are hell-bent on preventing themselves being driven into the sea. To do that, they need to hang on to the tens of thousands of civilians who are still held inside the no-fire zone. The fighting clearly has still been going on there. The reports coming out from inside the no-fire zone from doctors who are working there say that there have been airstrikes in the last couple of days, that artillery fire is continuing, but the accounts are fairly clear from those on the ground. They say there are Sri Lankan aircraft in the air. They say that shells are coming in and people are dying and people are being injured all the time.
The Foreign Secretary David Miliband arrives in Sri Lanka tomorrow along with his French and Swedish counterparts. What difference might they make?
If anything, it'll simply annoy the Sri Lankan government more, which the government is hugely irritated by the international pressure on it to slow down this campaign. It determined to finish off the Tigers. That's been its aim from the start in this campaign, and it has absolutely no intention of stopping now. It realizes that it has a problem because it has the UN. John Holmes is the top humanitarian man is in town. He's pressing for a stop in the fighting. Miliband and his fellow foreign ministers are coming in. They will be treated with the usual sort of diplomatic respect, but the government has, I don't think, any real intention of doing anything other than paying lip service to them. It wants to finish this. It smells victory. It has the Tamil Tigers cornered in a very small space, and it really does not want to give in to any international pressure now to stop this campaign. And, you know, looking at it, you can't see how they will stop.